The basketball season is off and running with some upsets already, plus football coaching news. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
It's not about whether you win or lose, but how you play the game. Whether your game is basketball, volleyball, soccer, hockey, football, or baseball, in Wisconsin Dells, we make sure you play your best with incredible facilities and accommodations for all sports tournaments and events. And in the water park capital of the world, we know how you play isn't just about the game. That's why we have over 200 water slides, roller coasters, live shows, scenic tours, mini golf, go-karts, and more. Because around here, the playing never stops. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
The basketball season is in full gear now that both the girls and boys teams are in action. The Loyal girls team already made headlines when they knocked off last year's D3 runner-up Neillsville by a score of 44-31 last Friday. It ended a 70-game conference winning streak for Neillsville that dated back to 2010. Two-time defending Division II champion Notre Dame fell 69-67 in overtime on Saturday to Pewaukee as Abby Garrett led five Pirates players in double figures with 19. On the boys' side, promising Cedarburg freshman John Diener, the son of legendary coach Tom Diener, poured in 35 points in his varsity debut as the Bulldogs handled Milwaukee Collegiate Academy 75-32 to open the season. With the football season complete, we're starting to get news of coaches that have resigned or won't be back next year. That includes Winneconne's Clint Peters, who led the Wolves to an improbable 2013 Division IV title. The Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association has announced its 2014 Boys Soccer All-State team. Leading the way is senior forward Peter Raymonds of Brookfield East, the state player of the year after helping the Spartans to the Division II championship. In addition to Raymonds, his teammate Drew Johnson made the list, along with the Marquette duo of Samson D'Amato and Alec Felipe. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.